Now, Quentin Crisp and Joan Rivers have always struck me as having the right idea about housework. Crisp said after 4 years of doing nothing, the dust doesn't get any worse. And Joan said how much she hates housework because you make the bed, you do the dishes, and then 6 months later, you have to do it all again. My mother would turn in her grave. There's a move to return to the days of good housekeeping my mother embodied. Jeff Bird went to the Household Academy in Cheshire and talked to William Hanson and Diana Mather.
You don't need expensive products. If we had to choose one product, it would be washing up liquid. Use that rather than expensive carpet shampoos to clean stains off carpets. If you put a drop in the bath as it is emptying, it will help take grease out, especially, you know, if children have been playing in the bath. Put a dab with some vinegar to clean windows. It often stops mirrors getting too much condensation. It's a very, very useful product, especially for baths, basins and everything else.
And every time the kids get out of the bath, I've got to clean that.
You have! Oh, they have. Teach your children as soon as they're young enough.
But the time that I'm meant to be cleaning the bath, I'm getting them into bed and reading them stories. Are we sacrificing the stories to have a clean bath?
Well, one's getting dried. They take in turns, one each day. It takes 5 seconds, 10 seconds to wipe round the bath.
When you're vacuuming, it's very important to move everything into the middle. Move your tables, move your chairs, so you can get, especially in sitting rooms, for example, a lot of people are now having their meals on their lap watching television, so there'll be food crumbs, and you need to vacuum those up sort of almost before you go to bed. So really you want to move things out. You don't want to be a round cleaner, you want to be a square cleaner, as one of our other tutors here says. You put all the furniture into the middle, and then hoover in spaces where they have been, and then you put everything back, and then hoover in the middle again, and really take time.
I'm going to take you now into the downstairs lavatory.
Okay.
Because loos must be kept really clean. When I go to a restaurant, I will judge it, this is a fan going on, by the way, by the state of the loos, whether they're clean, because that means if they're clean, the kitchen's likely to be. But a house also, if I go into a house with a dirty loo, then I think that is disgusting. Now, this one is quite an old one, which is quite difficult to clean. We've had to use borax, we've had to use salt, we've had to use quite a lot to keep this clean, because the only trouble is when they are original, this is probably 50 years old, then they stain more quickly. So again, lemon juice with some baking powder also will help get rid of stains without affecting the enamel on this one.
Ironing big sheets, often they can be a nightmare to iron because they are so vast and the ironing board is quite small in comparison. Folding them in half, if it's for a double sheet, and even quarters, I know some people do it, although you do get quite, well, you get a lot, you have to really concentrate to get all the creases going down the bed, and it can look really nice. But just folding them in half and then ironing them and then, you know, doing a little rectangle and then shunting the cover up a bit on the ironing board until you get to the end, and then turning it round and doing that, and then turning it inside out and doing it again. It's much quicker than sort of just spreading
flailing over around,
flailing, and because then you forget which bits you've ironed. Yes.
And you say there are people who deliberately try and get the lines across.
There are, because I'm one of them. Yes, there are.
So what do you do? You try and get the lines.
I find it easier if you fold them into quarters. So if you imagine a big rectangle, you get sort of, you get three or four creases down the bed.
Equally spaced.
Equally spaced.
Isn't there a point where we can be too fastidious? You know, shouldn't we just relax a little bit?
Of course we should relax. And, you know, again, it depends on the household. We are giving you tips and ideas. But if they don't suit you or your house, then you don't use them.
And I would also say, I personally, myself, couldn't relax in a house that was untidy. So if you have a tidy house, you can then relax.
But I couldn't relax in a house that was too tidy.
Well, we're very different. We can never live together.
No domestic bliss for you two.
No.
Diana Mather, William Hanson, and Jeff Bird. Well, the sad thing about her...